home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
CFW, our text line always open for you. In fact, if you have a game that you like to play in your family, let's hear it. It is all about the game Christmas gifting, which I think is the best kind of games. Find us on the Civic Media app, scroll on down to CFW, and send a text in. In fact, just coming off the text line, someone asked what that recent game I was talking about where you sing the lyrics of songs back and forth, and then if you can't think of a new lyric with that particular word, the other team scores a point. The game is called Encore, and it is so fun to play.
It's all the same. Only the names will change every day. It seems we're wasting away.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW. informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM. CFW.
'80s, '90s, and more. Play on right here on 105.7 is CFW. Thanks for joining us this weekend. And if you know somebody who is celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in through the Civic Media app with CFW. And Mike McKay would love to celebrate with you at 8:15 on Monday morning. That text line is brought to you in the birthday celebrations and anniversary celebrations brought to you by Lasker Jewelers and CFW.
I lost my phone. What's gone in all of the blood? gotta pick it up like a call. I'm hitting, I'm beating that latch on to it until tomorrow.
Seven CFW.
Thank you.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. My conversation has run. Right, I should have seen just what was there and not some holy light.
All the 80s, 90s, and more, even some Christmas tunes sprinkled in on 105.7 CFW on your Christmas gift idea station. I mean, we're not really officially known for that, but another game that I think makes a great gift, and it's such an unassuming box that people will go, what is this game? This does not look fun. Once you start playing it, oh my God, it's one of my family favorites. It's called The Game of Things. And it comes in this wooden box looking thing. Look for it. You will love it. And whoever you give it to as a gift will love it too.
Traveling for the holidays? Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere with the free Civic Media app. Just search Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, in the Google Play or App Store and keep the fun going.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of those projects are still in the construction phase, however, and may not be completed for a couple of years. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about Medicare scammers during open enrollment season. The open enrollment period will run until December 7th, and during this time of year, scammers begin to target older residents who may not be as suspicious of the scam. DATCP officials say if you're not sure if a Medicare agent who has contacted you is legitimate, you should hang up and call Medicare yourself. Scams should be reported to the DATCP Consumer Protection Hotline. Three men involved in a bar brawl in Rice Lake in 2023 have been ordered to pay over $23,000 in restitution. According to court documents, two Rice Lake men and a Dallas man were involved in the altercation at Mr. Bob's Bar that left another man severely injured. The victim was found in the parking lot behind the bar by authorities, unable to move his left arm and bleeding from the face. He had allegedly told the three defendants to leave the bar because they were making people uncomfortable. All three were criminally charged. A group of Western Wisconsin residents have signed an online petition opposing a solar energy project in St. Croix County. XL Energy is still planning the 5,000-acre solar farm and has yet to submit its application to build it to the Wisconsin Public Services Commission. Residents opposing the project say they're concerned about the project's impact on farming and wildlife. XL Energy officials say construction on the solar farm would provide hundreds of jobs and aligns with their goal to provide 85% carbon-free energy by 2030. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 16. Wind chills at 5 to 10 below zero, with a northwest wind that could gust up to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, low around 9. Partly sunny for Sunday, 24. Mostly cloudy Monday, 24.
Currently, 13 degrees.
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good. 80s, 90s, and more all weekend long. 105.7 CFW. CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Thank you. time my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis sometimes when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath. Trying to get up back.